This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what's really going on inside your brain? We're diving into a fascinating discussion about a part of the brain most people don't even know exists.
It's amazing how much we don't know, even about ourselves.
Exactly. Today we're talking about the thalamus.
The what now?
The thalamus. Turns out it's way more than just a simple relay station. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is the thalamus and where is it located?
Deep within the forebrain, it's this little powerhouse. Think of it as a central hub, receiving and sending information all over the brain. It's paired, symmetrical albin on each side.
Like a super efficient switchboard, but way more complex, right?
Exactly. It's divided into different nuclei, each with its own specialized job. It handles sensory information, accepts smell and motor signals, and even plays a role in emotions.
So it's not just passively routing signals, it's actively processing them?
Absolutely. It pre-processes, integrates, and then sends the information onto the cortex.
You mentioned sensory information. Can you elaborate on how the thalamus handles that?
Think of it as the brain's sensory gatekeeper. Everything except smell goes through it first. Visual information goes to the lateral geniculate nucleus, the LGN, auditory to the medial geniculate nucleus, the MGN, and so on.
So it's not just sending raw data, it's already filtering and organizing it?
Precisely. It's adjusting the signal, increasing the signal-to-noise ratio, making sure the cortex gets the clearest possible information.
That's incredible. How does all this activity show up in EEG?
The thalamus is a major contributor to EEG rhythms. Those brain waves we see, like alpha, theta, and delta, are largely generated by thalamocortical oscillations. These are rhythmic patterns of activity between the thalamus and the cortex.
So disruptions in these oscillations could lead to problems?
Absolutely. Epilepsy, for example, is often linked to hypersynchronization of these thalamocortical circuits.
The article mentions the thalamus's involvement in various disorders. What are some examples?
Thalamic damage can cause a range of problems, from sensory loss and motor deficits to cognitive impairments. It's also implicated in Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia, autism spectrum disorder, and even dementia.
Wow. It really touches on a wide range of conditions. Is it always direct damage to the thalamus itself?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it's dysfunction within the thalamic circuits or problems with its connections to other brain areas.
The thalamus is also involved in motor control, right?
Yes. The ventral anterior and ventral lateral nuclei are key players here. They relay signals from the basal ganglia and cerebellum to the motor cortex, coordinating movement. Problems here contribute to motor symptoms in Parkinson's.
And it's not just voluntary movement. It also plays a role in autonomic functions.
Yeah, it processes cardiac and respiratory signals, helping to maintain homeostasis.
Beyond motor control, the thalamus is involved in higher level cognitive functions too.
Absolutely. The medial dorsal nucleus is crucial for attention, memory, and executive functions. It connects with the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in decision-making and working memory.
And what about emotions?
The thalamus is deeply connected to the limbic system, the amygdala and hippocampus, which are involved in emotional processing. Problems here can contribute to mood disorders like depression and anxiety.
So it's not just a relay station, it's a central player in our emotional lives as well.
I see. The article also mentions motivational functions. How does the thalamus fit into that?
It connects with reward-related circuits, helping to regulate motivation and goal-directed behavior. Disruptions here can lead to motivational problems seen in conditions like addiction.
And what about olfaction, the sense of smell? I thought you said it didn't go through the thalamus.
That's the exception. Smell bypasses the thalamus initially, but it does eventually get integrated with other senses through the orbitofrontal cortex, which communicates with the thalamus.
The thalamus is also involved in sleep-wake cycles, right?
Yes. The intralaminar nuclei are part of the reticular activating system. Thalamic neurons help synchronize cortical activity during sleep, generating sleep spindles important for memory consolidation. So to summarize, the thalamus is far more than just a simple relay station.
It's a central hub for integrating and processing information, crucial for sensory perception, motor control, cognition, emotion, and even sleep. Its dysfunction can have wide-ranging consequences.
It's amazing how much this relatively small structure contributes to our overall brain function. That's wild. That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.